97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, on this day in history, I bring this up for anybody who plays cards. Now, I mean, the most I did was like, you know, crazy eights, maybe the old maid, that sort of thing, war,
fish,
spoons,
go fish.
Right. But I understand people play poker, etc. I don't even know if this is a poker hand, but here we go. 148 years ago today, in 1876, Wild Bill Hickok was shot in the head from behind and killed while playing poker at a saloon in Deadwood, South Dakota. He was holding a pair of aces and eights, which has since been known at poker tables everywhere as the dead man's hand.
This is true.
So that became a thing. Oh, you're right. And Steve even says poker in here, Jane. I'm not that bright.
But that
148 years ago
today. I actually
knew
that one, believe it or not.
Did you really?
Yeah. Did you ever see the... well, that scene has been recreated quite a bit.
Like,
even in the show Deadwood, I think they recreated that one.
Wow. It's kind of... Ugh. All right. Simone Biles, we saw her win the women's all-round gymnastics final. How cool was it? Fred is our gymnastics man.
It was wonderful. She's just amazing.
The height that this woman gets.
Yes. Utter earthly. I mean, she's just like... I don't know. It's not even real.
Well, let me also say this, because I think a few years ago when things weren't going well for her, there were people that weighed in on that, I think, in an unfair way. I was always empathetic because, and I've said this and I've been open about it, I've had anxiety and depression debilitating going back 12, 13 years. And she went through some tough things.
She
some
did.
Really tough
and
things. But to see her
back.
Exactly.
Yes.
I think it's an incredible story. And by the way, not only came back from the last 4 years, but last night it was not a done deal. She slipped in the parallel bars just a little bit and you know, didn't get the greatest score, but it was an awesome achievement. And waving the American flag around, the SUNY Lee, they're proud to be Americans. I loved it. It was
that,
great.
That is the thing that I love. And I should have tweeted it out, was I'm like, I wish half of our citizens were as patriotic as these athletes.
Right. You know, I really loved how SUNY Lee came back because she had two cases of kidney disease in the past year and gained a ton of weight and they had to like relearn everything.
That's
in
a
the
great
past
story
year.
Too.
It's
you're
amazing.
Right, Fred. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a great team effort too.
Simone this year just looked pure joy. Just happy.
She did.
She was relaxed and it's fun to see.
And she was supportive of the other girls, which I loved, and they adore her, which is great.
All of it's good. In swimming, of course, Kate Douglas won her first gold. That was kind of cute. In the 200-meter breaststroke.
Oh, that was awesome.
Reagan Smith won silver in the 200-meter butterfly. I bow to anybody who could swim the butterfly alone, let alone at that speed.
That was a great race for her, and it kind of in the end became between silver and bronze. I think she was almost a body length behind, but she swam outstanding. Ooh. And then, of course, the women in the relay, they got Katie Ledecky. I think you mentioned that she was the most awarded female athlete. That was because of the silver in the relay.
Yeah, she snagged the 13th medal of her career with that silver in the 4x200 freestyle. Beautiful. She's now the most decorated U.S. female Olympian of all time. Because everything you see is Michael Phelps, as it should be. I didn't get to watch this, but Team USA also won gold in rowing. It's first ever gold in team fencing and a women's foil. And, have you heard this? Tom Cruise, apparently, has filled a crazy stunt that will close out the games.
I've heard about this. It
sounds
cool.
Oh, that'll be fun. But,
yeah.
He's been all over the games.
TMZ, you're right. He's been watching everybody. TMZ somehow found out and leaked it. They say the stunt involves Cruise in an airplane and ends in Hollywood as he sort of passes the Olympic flag to L.A. because that would be the next Olympics.
That's a great thing.
That is apparent the port of it, point of it. Okay, Ford is patenting a system that will automatically report speeding vehicles to the police. Not you in the Ford, but they'll have onboard cameras to snitch on other drivers. So if you are driving a Ford, an equipped Ford vehicle could send a report with speed data and pictures directly to law enforcement and roadside monitoring units.
I don't like it.
I like it. Exactly. Listen, all I hear all
Ford
morning
snitch
long.
Program.
Well, I get it. I like it. I understand both sides, I should say, because all morning long on scanners, all I hear is we've got another report of a guy weaving it in and out of traffic at high speed. And, I mean, it's crazy.
But do they say, like, if you do that, what will the result be if
exactly.
you snitch on someone?
It's unenforceable.
It's right. Unless you can get a picture of
the
driver,
guy driving.
Identify the driver, it's unconstitutional.
Look, ladies and gentlemen, I've always had a much better plan for this, and I think we have the technology to do this right now. I've always thought to myself, you know, and I think this often driving home on 44 out to my home on the way from work, if we only had like a missile launcher, you know, in the frame. Because, and maybe if you only get one shot, okay, everyone gets one missile. You can only take that shot one time, but I think that would be very effective. I really
do. I have an idea. How about just having police officers?
Da, 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 da.
Ring that
bell.
Okay, because
I did not finish the story here, but what they're going to do is send GPS info to the police so that they can find them quicker. So it's not like we're going to say, oh, here's the photo. Oh, they will send the info immediately to the police who can then respond if we have enough.
I think we're all in the situation where you have one of these people, and it's one thing to speed, but so you referenced this, going in and out of traffic.
Yes.
I had someone that crossed three lanes of traffic in front of me to get off to an exit the other night on 44. Now, I'm going to tell you right there, I was hoping and praying that that guy would just run into a wall and, you know, just be gone, because it was so dumb. And I would have probably taken a little joy in that. I know that's a horrible thing to say, but those people never seem to get caught. That's the frustrating part.
Right. And they think this will help, because they're saying we already have stationary speed cameras, but they can't issue a ticket if they can't see the driver.
Yep.
So they think if they can send the photos to the police and the info and the GPS, maybe they can get there.
Police can't even
they won't even give chase.
Yeah, they can't even answer calls for shootings.
Maybe. Yeah. Oh, gosh, that's so depressing.
Right.
It never ends, by the way. I'm going to switch gears here. Now Disney, Fox, and Warner Brothers Discovery is coming out with a streaming service called Venue. I can't. Fred.
Yeah, no, it's beyond
okay,
me.
Wait a minute. Now, name it again.
Here
Who
we go.
They?
Disney, Fox, and Warner Brothers Discovery. It's going to be $42.99 a month. What the?
No way. Whoa. That's nope.
Okay, but wait a second.
But it's got sports.
What does that include, though? If it's Disney, right now in the Disney bundle, you get ESPN Plus and you get Hulu and you get Disney. So what is that all going to encompass
is
my question.
Their focus is a lot of sports programming. It sounds like they want to be folks' sports streaming destination with a couple of extras for the family. But it did not say whether it's... But I assume if it's Disney, Fox, and Warner Brothers Discovery, you would have all of that on there.
Maybe not, though, because Disney obviously still has ABC with, you know, sports properties.
And that's just it. They split it up. So
yeah, I know.
You have to get 82 different
and
ones.
And everybody complained about cable.
Yes.
Now, you know, there was at least one place where you could get everything you want to see. And now, I'm confused. I like my bundle. I've gotten used to Hulu, ESPN, Disney. And now you're going to just take
it
away?
So there's one of the formats out there, one of the streaming platforms is MGM Plus. And there's a show on MGM Plus that's called From. And the third season of From is about to start. It's about the family that ends up in this town, and they get lost on their way, and they realize that they're kind of trapped in this town, and everyone's landed there the same way they have, and they don't know why they're there, and they're not sure about the surroundings, and there's, you know, creepy, scary stuff that goes on. But I bring it up because I was told it was a good show, and last summer I said, okay, I'm going to give it a try. I paid for MGM Plus. I watched the first two seasons of From. I liked it quite a bit. Well, my subscription ran out like a month ago.
Of course.
Now the third season's coming out, right?
Oh, that's on purpose.
Of course it is. Mm-hmm. But it's literally the only show that I watch on that format, and I like the show.
That's
so
how they get you.
You know what? It's almost worth. You know what I do now to beat the system?
No,
I say, okay, there's shows I want to watch, but you know it's not worth it to get a whole streaming service for. So I will just go to iTunes and buy. And just buy the series.
Well, that's not a bad way to do it.
Day
right.
Because they're going to get. Because even when you sign up, you always forget to like turn it off. So you end up spending more money anyway. So I'm like, okay, if it's just one series, I'm just going to go buy it.
That's actually a good plan.
That's good advice.
You have to fight the system.
Would you buy mine too when I decide to do that?
Well, the good thing is that's something, you know. Then I can share it.
Sounds like a yes.
Yeah.
Finally, in Sue's news, we have today's random fact. Okay, now Michael Phelps doesn't just hold a ton of swimming world records. He had a golf one, too. Did you know this, Mark?
I did not.
Oh, my gosh. He held the world record for the longest televised golf putt. He nailed a 159-foot putt for eagle on live TV during a celebrity tournament in 2012. You have to watch it. It is nuts. And his record stood for about 10 years. And then in 2022, Ian Poulter edged him by nailing a 162-foot putt.
Okay, put that in yards. That's the only way I can figure that out.
It's long.
I can't do that.
Now, I'm incapable.
Yeah.
162 feet?
Yeah, 162 divided by three. Please.
So maybe like 80.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it
54
is.
54 yards.
54
you
yards.
Have gotten it. So, listen, everyone, I recommend at least watching the Michael Phelps. I did not watch the Poulter one, but
by the
that
way,
is nuts.
I just want you to know, when I came up with 54 yards, that was in my head. There was no Google or anything. I did not type 54 yards.
Okay. I can calculate tips instantly.
Oh, I bet you can. Yeah. That never leaves you, right?
It after never leaves. Service after work. You've waited tables, you can do 15%, 20% instantly.
I love it.
Did that wrap up Susan?
That's it for Susan.
There you
News.
Go. And Paul Hall is standing by. He's very excited to spread the word about a bunch of movies and TV. Cusimano later this hour.
Get more at 971talk.com.